Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on Monday, June 5th, 2017. Terror strikes London Bridge, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a persistent missionary bishop. The body of an African bishop missing since last week has been found, and a Kansas adult has been cured of sickle cell anemia. Saturday evening festivities turned to tragedy in London when three Muslims used a vehicle to mow down pedestrians on the London Bridge. They then proceeded to the Borough Market, exited their van, and started indiscriminately stabbing passersby while shouting, "This is for Allah." The perpetrators were shot dead at the scene. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Telegraph reports that the death toll stands at 7, with 48 others wounded. Prime Minister Theresa May called the country to unite after this third incident in 3 months in a statement on Sunday, saying,
"And we need to live our lives not in a series of separated, segregated communities, but as one truly united kingdom."
Pope Francis offered his prayers for the victims and their families at Mass in St. Peter's Square. The Associated Press reports that authorities have arrested 12 individuals in East London in connection with the attack. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Boniface. You're listening to Crusade News.
Life empowers women. You are invited to the National Pro-Life Women's Conference, which will be held at the Orlando World Center Marriott Resort from June 23rd to 25th. With keynote speakers Abby Johnson, Melissa Oden, and Lacey Buchanan, breakout sessions on a variety of topics, and panel discussions, this is a fun, informative, and empowering event that you won't want to miss. Find out more at prolifewomen.com. That's prolifewomen.com.
St. Boniface was born around 675 in Wessex, England. From an early age, he received his education at the local monastery. When he had exhausted the education there, he moved on to another monastery for more studies and ended up being a very successful teacher. He felt the call to the missionary life and abandoned his position at the monastery to evangelize the people of Friesland, modern-day Holland. His first attempt failed, and he returned back. Garnering support from Pope Gregory II, he served in Thuringia, Hesse, and Frankish Gaul, being elevated to the office of bishop. He still felt the call to convert the people of Friesland and returned there, only to be martyred on June 5, 754. Saint Boniface, pray for us. Last week, Bishop Jean-Marie Benoit Bala, the 58-year-old Catholic bishop of Bafia in Cameroon, went missing. His car was located near the Sanaha River on Wednesday. Inside the car was a note that said, "Do not look for me, I am in the water," sparking suspicion of suicide. There were no signs of struggle at the scene, and the Cameroonian Bishops' Conference publicly called for prayers. Catholic News Agency reports that Bishop's body was located under the bridge on Thursday. The investigation into his death is continuing, and murder has not been ruled out, as other priests have been murdered in the region, and Boko Haram has been implicated in the kidnapping of priests and nuns in the area. Sickle cell anemia is an inherited blood disorder which affects 70,000 to 100,000 Americans each year. With this disorder, blood cells clump together as they move through the body, causing pain, organ and tissue damage, and other maladies. The Kansas City Tribune reports that although bone marrow stem cell transplants were recognized as a cure decades ago, they have been rarely taken recourse to because of low access to donor marrow, lack of public awareness about the treatment, and potential risks. The University of Kansas Hospital has achieved its first adult cure of sickle cell anemia using this treatment, curing 23-year-old Desiree Ramirez. "I'm doing a lot better now," she told the Tribune, "and I see better things to come in the future." And lastly, in Celestial Musings, Fox News' Tucker Carlson and Live Action's Lila Rose brought to the national stage the suppression of the latest Center for Medical Progress video. Briefly released last week, it was taken off the internet by multiple social media companies after Judge William Orrick placed an injunction on it, barring it from being shown. The video, shot at the National Abortion Federation Convention, shows abortion workers speaking lightly and joking about eyeballs rolling in their laps, pulling apart babies, and other grotesque aspects of their jobs. Carlson echoed what I think are the thoughts of many right now.
"I mean, if there was ever a time for civil disobedience, it seems like some might think this would be the time, because you have an absolute right to say what you think is true and to present evidence that it's true."
There's more news in 2 hours and always on our app. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Jungblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.